Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
ES Audio.
Hello, I'm Mark Blunden, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, Apple says they'll fix that face recognition bug that's stopping you repairing your iPhone 13. But first, Microsoft is celebrating 20 years of its Xbox console on Monday, and it could be time to dust off your very old 360 CDs, because the company is also updating some of its relatively ancient titles. As part of the celebrations, you won't get any new game announcements, but 360 titles, including Fallout 3 and The Elder Scrolls 4, are rumoured to be being given better backwards compatibility with the new X Series consoles. The company will stream a 20th anniversary event on Twitch on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Next. If you are a GTA 5 fan, you'll be used to doing a runner from the police, but how about this for crimes against fashion? Yes, it's the $10,000 Gucci branded Xbox Series X. For the same price, you could buy at least 10 regular Series X's, but this one comes in a Paddington style suitcase from the Italian fashion house, while the console itself has some special engraving on it. If you think all of this was amazingly bad value for money, you're also getting controllers that include Gucci-branded stripes. But with Xboxes thin on the ground ahead of Christmas, people are going to all kinds of lengths to get hold of one. Next, SpaceX has fired up its mammoth Starship SN20 to test fire all of its engines for the first time. It was a blink-and-you-miss-it moment at the Texas Starbase for the static fire, which saw engineers pump the gas pedal on the six Raptor engines. The SN20 and massive Super Heavy booster will eventually launch astronauts and cargo to the Moon and Mars, but it's yet to reach orbit after a series of explosive test launches and mixed results at low altitude. When everything's put together, it will make the biggest rocket ever assembled at 395 feet tall, dwarfing NASA's 363 feet tall Saturn V moon rocket. From land to the sea, where China's looking to build a mega ship to launch satellites into space. At 553 feet long and 131 feet wide, it would struggle to fit a Super Heavy, but it's all part of Chinese efforts to also be able to recover rocket stages, just like Elon Musk's SpaceX. It's being built at the China Oriental Spaceport in Shandong Province to help launch the Long March 11 and use SpaceX-style drone ships for recovery operations. China has already made 41 launches this year. It's a national record, and beating the US by two missions so far in 2021.
Glasgow has sounded the death knell for coal power. Of course, my delight at this progress is tinged with disappointment.
The COP26 climate summit in Glasgow has wound up with a pact on tackling the climate crisis, but came amid 11th hour objections from uber polluters China and India over their coal and fossil fuel use. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson had something of a c'est la vie in his tone on the subject of China and India's commitment to coal.
While many of us were willing to go there, that wasn't true of everybody. And sadly, that's the nature of diplomacy. We can lobby, we can cajole, we can encourage, but we cannot force sovereign nations to do what they do not wish to do.
Ministers and negotiators at the UN summit pledged to try and keep global heating at 1.5 degrees C, but agreed only to phase down, not phase out, coal. Is Greenpeace Executive Director Jennifer Morgan.
It's really tight. This should be treated as the emergency that it is. We shouldn't be waiting to the last minute to see if we're going to continue to exist as a species.
Let's go to the ads. Stay there for more news from the world of tech and science. Why not hit follow in the meantime?
This edition of Tech and Science Daily is brought to you by the AXA Startup Angel Competition. I'm Sharmadine Reed, founder and CEO of The Stack World, and I'm here to help you turn your business dream into reality. There are 6 chances to win the competition, including 2 top prizes of £25,000, mentoring from myself and leading UK founders, plus business insurance for a year thanks to AXA. Go to standard.co.uk/AXA Startup Angel for details on how to enter and complete your entry by the 2nd of June 2024. Good luck.
Welcome back. Research suggests people who survive childhood cancer have a higher risk of poor health as they age. The University College London study found the risks vary according to cancer type and how the cancer was treated. Researchers want these long-term health effects to be considered when young people and their families initially discuss treatment options with doctors. According to the UCL study, people who survived cancer had 5 times as many GP or hospital visits relating to cardiovascular disease by the age of 45 than other patients. The FBI is investigating how hackers compromised the Bureau's mainframe to send tens of thousands of messages warning of a fake cyber attack. Emails appear to come from a legitimate FBI address, and it's a mystery how such an apparently well-protected system was breached. The Bureau says the hardware impacted by the incident was taken offline quickly upon discovery of the issue and described it as an ongoing situation. The emails started appearing from an FBI address early on Saturday and have dropped into at least 100,000 inboxes so far. That's according to the Digital Threat Tracker's Spamhaus project. And finally, Apple says it will fix a bug in the iPhone 13, which has revealed screen repairs undertaken by third-party repairers actually break the Face ID function. The feature is failing because every device pairs the screen and the phone's chip, and so the face unlock facility only works when the two are together. Users wanting their right to repair their own gadgets are losing out. Apple says it will fix the matching problem, but hasn't given a timeline. You're up to date. Come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader Podcast, where we bring you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard here in London. We'll be back on Tuesday at 1 p.m. See you then.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.